Good afternoon, everybody. Happy holidays, of course. As you all know, the Yankees acquired right-handed pitcher Javier Vázquez and left-handed pitcher Boone Logan today from the Atlanta Braves in exchange for Melky Cabrera, left-handed reliever Michael Dunn, minor league right-handed pitcher Arodys Vizcaíno. I'm probably butchering that, but that's okay. And cash considerations. Javier's kind enough to join us. I know he's on a family vacation. Javier, we do appreciate you taking a few minutes here with us today. Before we start, please make note, radio, we cannot take this press conference or conference call live. Obviously, you can cut from it and take with it what you will. Javier, I know it's kind of generic, but first of all, congratulations and welcome back. And before we take a couple of questions, if you could just kind of give us your thoughts as far as rejoining the Yankees.
Thanks, Jason. I'm glad to be back. Excited to be part of the team again. And everybody that knows me knows that I didn't want to leave my first time out, so I'm just glad and that I can be back.
Thank you, Javier. And Ellie, with that, we can start the question and answer process.
Yes, sir. If you would like to ask a question at this time, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star, then the number one in order to ask a question. We'll pause a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Mark Feinsand of the New York Daily News.
Hey, Javi, how you doing? Welcome back.
Mark.
What are your thoughts on returning here? And when you think back to your year with the Yankees in 04, how do you look back at that experience here?
Glad to be back. And same thing that I said earlier, I'm excited being part of the team again. And, it was a great experience my first time there, even though it didn't end up that well. But, really great experience for me. Love the team and love being part of the Yankees. And, I'm glad to be back.
Do you look back at that second half and have any idea why your performance was different than the first half?
Sometimes you have a good first half or a bad first half, and sometimes you have a good second half or a bad second half, and, I guess I had a bad second half, and, I didn't feel as well in the second half that I felt in the first half, but, I feel strong right now, and hopefully I can contribute.
Okay, Ellie, we could take another question.
Your next question is from the line of Susie Wildman of WCBS.
Hi, Javi. How you doing? How do you think you've changed as a pitcher since you were here last time?
Well, obviously I got more experience than the first time there. And, I know how to pitch a little bit more, and I know what to expect more than I used to before. And that's about it. I think that all the years that you get the experience of pitching in the big leagues, then you learn a lot from that, and you learn a lot obviously from the mistakes that you made in the past.
Okay, Ellie.
And your next question is from Mike Puma of the New York Post.
Javi, two things. First off, you mentioned this in the second half of the 2004 season, maybe you didn't feel as well as you did in the first half. Were there any specific arm issues?
In the second half, my arm, didn't feel as good as I did, obviously, in the first half, and it was really the first time in my career that, and the only time in my career, I think, that I felt a little bit that my arm is not where it's supposed to be. But I was started getting treatment little later than I should have, and But that's about it. I mean, but I never said anything. I went out there every 5 days, and I hate not being out there, and it might have been my mistake, but I never said anything. But that's over with, and I'm ready for a new start.
Well, and just to follow up, when you came in here for the 2004 season, I mean, there were a lot of great expectations thrust on you, and you were kind of looked at as a leader of the staff. Do you look at it this time? I mean, Sabathia's here, Burnett's here, Pettit. Now it's a little different this time where, you're one of many instead of maybe looked upon to lead the staff.
Definitely it's a different circumstance, coming in this year. The Yankees have a great team, and, everybody knows that they won a World Series, and, they have a great pitching staff already. It's about the Burnett and Pettit, and, it's going to be, fun to be part of that staff, and, always, I remember when I signed in 2004 that I hated that they couldn't sign Pettit back, or they didn't, and that's not my problem, but when I signed there, I thought that I was going to play with Pettit. Everybody respects him, and, as the man he is, and what he has done in the game, and, I'm just glad that I can be able to play with him and AJ and CC.
We can take another question.
Your next question is from Ken Davidoff of Newsday.
Hi, Javi. In 2004, you mentioned the arm injuries, and you had the shaky postseason, and then it came up a couple of years ago with the White Sox and Ozzie Guillen, who kind of spoke about whether you're a big game pitcher or not. I'm just wondering, whether you think that's a fair portrayal, or whether you think you just need more opportunities in the playoffs and late season?
At first, I don't really want to get into, Ozzie said this or whatever, because I'm not part of the White Sox anymore, but I'm just glad to have an opportunity again of being part of the Yankees and, hopefully being part of another postseason. I guess that's the main goal every time out. So, like I said before, just glad to that I can have the opportunity again, and the helicopter right now. Excited for the opportunity that I have again.